Okay, what I want to do is to speak to you for a little while. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to pretend as hard as you can that you can see all the things that I might mention in the things that I say to you. If I were to mention your bedroom, then I want you to keep those eyes closed, and I want you to remember everything you can about your bedroom. If there are any windows in there, any blinds or curtains, any blankets, any toys, any tech or computers, any games or furniture, I want you to remember what everything looks like, the best you can, all without opening those eyes. Okay? But first of all, though, I wonder if you can pretend that you are, in fact, a big rag doll or a floppy, soft toy. That's right. Ragdolls are limp and floppy. So I want you to see if you can make both of your arms and hands limp and floppy. That's good. Well, let's test them. I want you to now lift up your right or left arm, or both of them, and then just let them drop down gently onto the bed, or onto your knee, or wherever you're at rest. And if you're really, really limp and floppy, then your hand will drop down like a wet dishcloth, or a towel. If not, then I'd like you to have another go, at just lifting it up slightly, and then letting it drop down again. Okay, now if you haven't already closed your eyes, I want you to do this now. And I want you to pretend that your eyelids are stuck together. If they're already closed, then that's fine. Just now pretend that they're stuck together. I want you to pretend that those eyelids are stuck together so tightly that they just won't open at all. It's as though a very strong glue is holding them together really tightly. And when you're absolutely sure that those eyes won't open, because they're stuck together so tightly, then I'd like you to test them to make sure they just won't open. If they open easily, then you'll need to try it again and pretend just a little bit harder. Because when you're really pretending ever so well, then they'll feel really stuck together and glued together. So try opening them for a few seconds, and I'll be quiet. And when you're sure that they just won't open because they're glued together, you can feel really pleased with yourself. And then you can relax those eyelids down even more and stop trying to open them and just let them stay closed and relaxed. And now that you're feeling a little more relaxed and quite comfortable, it's such a lovely, dreamy, sleepy sort of feeling. But your mind, it's still alert. It's listening to every word I say. And you might see images and pictures floating into your mind. And you might be surprised to discover that you can still talk, but won't wake up. In fact, the very sound of your own voice might let you relax even more. Now I know that for a while now, you've had some difficulty at bedtime. You may have been afraid of sleeping, or being afraid of not being able to go to sleep, maybe in your own bed, and on your own. And this fear has been stopping you from going to sleep, stopping you from having a full good night's sleep. But not only is it stopping you, but also your parents, who tried to comfort you, instead of getting their own sleep and having their own time. And this is such a shame, because there's no need to be afraid. There's no need for you to worry about going to bed or going to sleep. Your bed should be the place where you feel the most secure in the world. If you're afraid of anything in life, you can then wish to be snuggled in your bed, maybe even under the blankets, just blocking out the whole world. Your bed may possibly be the safest place on the planet. Your own bed, in your own bedroom, in your parents' house. Because your parents always lock the doors at night. They don't leave you in the house alone. And at night, when you sleep, they guard you. They guard over you. Even when they themselves are asleep, they keep one ear open, just to listen for any unusual noises. That's because your parents are your guardians, your protectors, and they'll go to the ends of the world to keep you from harm. You are their life. And they tuck you into bed at night, they give you a little cuddle time, and then they go off and relax, while continuing to take great care of you at the same time. And to prove this to you, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things, and you'll find that by imagining these things, it'll relax you even more. And with every smooth breath you take, and with each word that I mention, you'll find yourself drifting even deeper and deeper into a calm, relaxing feeling. Now, I want you to imagine that you have a little baby of your own. A tiny little girl, who's more the size of a doll than a real baby. But nevertheless, she's now your own baby, and you love her so much that you'd do anything for her. And you do need to do quite a lot for her, because she's completely helpless. She cannot walk, she can't talk, she can't sit, she can't crawl, she can't feed herself, she can't even get a drink or put herself to bed, or take herself to the toilet. She relies on you completely to take good care of her. So you keep her close by all day long. The two of you do everything together. Throughout her childhood, you enjoy so much together. You might go off for a walk. You may go to the park, or to the cinema, or to parties, or maybe fun fairs. And by the end of each day, you are both worn out. So you give her a nice warm bath. You put her in some cute little baby clothes. You tuck her up nicely into bed. You may even give her a drink of milk. And she soon drifts off to sleep. But you just stay there looking at her, because she's so tiny, so cute. You love her so much. You couldn't bear the thought of anything happening to her. You just want to sit and watch over her all night to make sure that no harm comes to her. But you are tired yourself, and you know that you can't do this all night long. And you also know that there's no need to. For now, you are a parent, You are the responsible one. You go around the house making sure all the doors are locked and the windows are closed and the lights are turned off. You're in your own home and you know that everything is safe and secure. Your baby is sleeping in her own bed, on her own. And you're so proud. You look forward to the morning when she wakes up, when you can take her out of her cot for that morning cuddle. And if for some reason she should wake in the middle of the night, you'll hear her straight away. And you'll only be a few moments away should you need to respond. You know that your baby is completely safe. And now that you know this is possible, I want you to remember just how much you loved that little baby. And combine this love with the love you feel for your parents. You can be certain that they feel this much love for you. Most likely more, as they've created an even stronger bond with you over the years. They love you so much, and they'll always be close by to protect you. And you enjoy the comfortable feeling of snuggling down in your nice warm bed. It's the safest place in the world. And as you gently drift off into relaxation, you know there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. You're surrounded by a protective shield generated by your parents' desire to protect you. So any fears you once had, they fade away completely, and you're able to slowly drift into a full night's sleep to completely recharge those batteries of yours, ready for whatever life may bring tomorrow. And these wonderful, positive, safe feelings, they're going to remain with you. They're going to remain and stay with you, helping you through every night, making you feel more and more safe and comfortable in your own bed. But also for a while now, you've experienced an inner battle in your mind in regards to trying out new foods. And this is an issue that you've decided to overcome as we work together. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for deciding to become stronger. Because this means that you already recognize that your challenge, your problem, isn't that you simply don't like these foods, but rather you just think you won't like them, so you haven't wanted to try them. In other words, the block to becoming more adventurous in your eating habits, it lies fully in your mind. And as you already know, the mind is a very powerful part of us all. So this process, it works by speaking to your mind on a deeper level than usual. The part of you that has accepted all of those old thoughts and ideas. And would you know, many of those old thoughts and ideas maybe even weren't yours when you had them. Maybe those ideas were given to you in some way by other people around you, or when things happened to you that made you feel afraid, maybe even as a very young child. But now that you're growing older, getting bigger, growing wiser and more mature with each birthday you have, You can decide what you do and what you do not like. That's right, you can decide for yourself. And you'll be pleasantly surprised to discover that many of the foods that you used to avoid will now begin to taste so good to you. And this new discovery will happen not only to what you eat and drink, but to many other areas of life too. Because now you are deciding. That's right, you and your amazing mind is ready to allow you to make these decisions. You and only you know what's good for you. You and only you know what you enjoy. And you're going to explore those tastes in so many different ways. And this will be an enlightening and perhaps even exciting, adventurous time for you. Because our tastes change. They're always changing as we grow up. Which is just as well. Because if they didn't, we would all still be surviving on baby's milk. Can you even imagine still drinking baby's milk and nothing else? Ew. In the natural way of life, most people who are offered a variety of different things to taste when they're young, those people will decide what they do and don't like. And we all might go through phases of being a vegetarian, or on the opposite end of the scale, avoiding vegetables completely. We may reject spicy food, or we might embrace spicy food and turn up our noses at plain, bland tasting food. But nature isn't always allowed to progress at ease. Sometimes the influence or the pressures from people around us or situations around you, it can interfere. And our minds are then persuaded to think things differently. But of course you already know this. This is why you've made the important decision to begin trying new foods. Just a little step at a time. So what I'd like to suggest is that whenever you're offered food that's different to what you usually eat, instead of refusing, I want you to agree every time to try just a little. Let's say at least a mouthful or two, just to really get the taste. And that's it. And you can do that. Taking no more than a mouthful or two, putting it onto your plate or into a bowl or straight into your mouth. Remember, you are introducing a new taste to yourself. And it may turn out to be the best taste in the world. You just don't know it yet. And you may not like it that much. But even then, only you can decide. Because we all have different tastes. And if you definitely dislike the taste, you'll know this instantly. Your tongue will tell you, your body will tell you, your brain will tell you. But there are some times when we try something a little different, something new, then we're not quite sure how well it'll go down, how good it'll taste. So the trick is just to wait. Just wait a little while, taste it slowly and deliberately. Putting aside any objections and any criticisms until how you feel about that taste. maybe in 5 or 10 minutes' time. And by doing this, you've lost nothing. But you might have gained a whole new recipe or a whole new dish to enjoy. Something to try again. Perhaps adjusting the seasoning or the flavouring in that dish. Perfecting the dish to suit your own taste. Adding a little bit of salt or sugar or herbs or spices. There is no reason to fear tasting new foods, because you are in charge of you, and this is an adventure that you're on. Food can become an amazing adventure, and you're in control of you. So you can taste as much as you like, and discover as many fantastic foods as you can. You can say yes. Yes, I'd like to try just a little bit of that, please. Just to see if it's something that I enjoy. And you'll find yourself saying yes to more and more new foods, more often, in the days and the weeks and the months to come. And some foods you will absolutely love. Some you might not love as much. And if you don't love them, then what have you lost? Nothing. You haven't lost anything. But you have gained a whole new perspective on what you truly enjoy and what you don't like. So I want you to imagine something for me now. I want you to imagine that we can travel into the future. I want you to imagine that we're traveling a couple of months into the future. Let's say 2 or 3 months have gone by, and you're now in a situation, maybe you're with friends or family or both, a situation where you're sharing a meal. You're sitting down at a table, and there are dishes of food on the table. Perhaps there's food that you would previously refuse, without even giving it a thought. But now, because you're bigger and braver and older and more mature, you find that you're already enjoying the tastes of food. Some of the foods that you could never have imagined yourself eating before. And not only are you enjoying the taste, even of small, simple spoonfuls of food, you're enjoying those. But you're also actively helping yourself to larger and larger portions. Just wondering, why did I ever reject that food before? Tastes change. They are changing constantly. Yours are changing all the time, without you even realizing it. Perhaps you can remember something that you used to enjoy in the past, and now you just can't be bothered with it. Or maybe the other way round. Maybe you can remember the first song you ever liked. Maybe it was some kind of nursery rhyme. Or a baby's song. Maybe you used to sing it around the house. But I wonder how you would feel now that you're a bit bigger and more grown up. How would you feel about that song if you heard it now? Maybe you had a favourite cartoon that you used to watch, or a favourite toy you used to play with. And if it was a long time ago, I can almost guarantee that you wouldn't think about it exactly the same nowadays. As you grow older and wiser and braver, you can begin to enjoy trying new things. Beginning to really enjoy discovering the taste of new foods. You're experimenting and enjoying every minute of it. Knowing that there is no pressure on you. You can just allow yourself to discover your own preferences, your own tastes, whatever feels good to you. And these words and these ideas are sinking deep down into your bigger, braver, stronger mind. And they grow stronger and stronger day by day, as you become stronger and braver and more adventurous day by day. Now all of these words can remain strong in your brave mind. You can become braver and more adventurous every single day. So right now, I'm simply going to count from 1 to 5. And at the number 5, you can open those eyes if you want. Or you can continue to drift off into sleep. It's up to you. I'll just begin with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well done.